May 17th, 2012. I am your Jesus, born incarnate. I am confiding to you new details on the journey through the chambers which lead to perfection. No one can reach perfection who thinks they are perfect. This is why the first chamber, the heart of my mother, is perhaps the most important. It is in this chamber that self-knowledge is able to penetrate the human heart. Only through this all-important gift of self-knowledge can the soul see what obstacles lie between his heart and the heart of God. Perfection rests in overcoming these imperfections. Flaws cannot be corrected unless they are first recognized. Once the soul realizes what he must correct, the flame of my mother's heart assists the soul in overcoming the imperfections by burning them away, a combination of the soul's free will and grace. It is always the combination of the soul's free will and heavenly grace which propels the soul deeper into the chambers of our united hearts. First, the soul must choose the journey. Then grace comes to his assistance. Understand, then, the action of humble love in the heart, which opens the will to take the journey and to recognize his shortcomings at the onset. Through humble love, he is not discouraged by self-knowledge, but humbly seeks the assistance of grace. This is the key that opens the treasury of grace, which is the journey through the chambers of our united hearts.